Blog Talk Radio.
Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello, good day to you, and I'm so glad you're here. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you, and to learn more about me, visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind you, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Today's topic, as we enter this month of April, how to combat stress with these 10 health benefits. Because April now is, several things. But April is Stress Awareness Month. And so we are going to look into what we can do our stress levels. And it's one simple thing. So I'm going to share that with you right now. And hopefully you will learn to do this one simple thing. Slow down. And as I speak to you, I speak to myself. So this information comes to us from Huffington Post. And it's the 10 health benefits of one simple thing. So you heard that a little bit of stress is actually good for you, and in just the right amount, that adrenaline rush can power you through a long day at work, boost your workout, and so much more. But while it feels good to conquer the day, in the end, it just simply feels better and is more beneficial to your health to do this one simple thing. One thing, and that is relax. Just relax. Some would argue that stress is our biggest health concern. And yes, indeed, stress leads to sickness because of what goes on in your body. And so you're more prone to sickness when you're stressed out, given that it has been linked to so many other complications from heart problems to dementia. It's just something that we need to consider, and that's probably why some can argue that it's our biggest health concern. But CBS reported in a small study that examined the role of stress in seizures and found that people are often misdiagnosed with epilepsy when learning helpful relaxation and coping techniques that may be a better solution. So you'll still end up, you know, running to beat all the deadlines at work and or handle some stressful personal crises or whatever it is that you have to deal with your kids and all that. But relaxing whenever possible in whatever way works for you, whether it's reading a book, taking a walk, meditating, running, you name it, is definitely healthier for you than you might think. So let's go over the 10 benefits of relaxation right now. One of the things relaxation can do is protect your heart. You've probably heard that stress can seriously up your risk of high blood pressure, heart attacks, and other heart problems. Well, while researchers are not sure exactly why, the research is unanimously in favor of relaxation for your heart's sake. And there are studies to show that stress is comparable to other risk factors that we can traditionally think of as major, like hypertension, poor diet, and lack of exercise. There's a PhD by the name of Kathy Hefner who believes this. Intense, sudden periods of stress or shock, like a breakup or even winning the lottery, can trigger such a rush of adrenaline that the heart can't function properly. You know, you've heard of your heart skipping a beat? Well, yeah. And that results in heart failure or heart attack-like symptoms. Symptoms now, not necessarily that your heart is going to fail, or you're going to get a heart attack, but these are the type of functions or symptoms that your heart encounters when these things happen in your life. So in the case of a breakup or a death of a loved one, this has become known as a broken heart syndrome. And yes, indeed, that is a thing. So another way, another benefit of relaxation is that it lowers your risk of catching a cold. Well, isn't that something? There's a PhD by the name of Sheldon Cohen. Dr. Cohen, he's a psychology professor at Carnegie Mellon University, and he's been at the forefront of stress research since the 1990s. Early on, he showed that chronic stress lasting more than a month, but less than 6 months, doubled a person's risk of catching a cold. Probably saying to yourself, that's probably not too significant. Well, if you like colds, it's not. But if you don't want to catch a cold, you may consider relaxation. It's one of the things, like I said before, stress leads to a lot of ailments. Research, it's tried to figure out why. And the results seem to point to inflammation. That makes a lot of sense. It appears that stress hampers the body's ability to fight inflammation by making immune cells less sensitive to the hormone that turns off inflammation. So if you're considering combating a cold, not only by, taking your vitamins and eating right and making sure that you are well protected in different types of weather, but you need to think about relaxation. And once again, if you've heard of it before, and I'll reiterate, I'll just stress it, no pun intended, that you need to relax. You need to sleep. Get the right amount of sleep, because when there is lack of sleep, you're also more prone to ailments and sickness and colds and that nature, because your immune system is compromised. Here is another benefit of relaxation. It boosts your memory. And now that's a good thing. As we age, everyone is getting older by every second of every minute of every hour of every day. One study found that at least in mice, chronic stress impaired their prefrontal cortex. That's a part of the brain that's involved in abstract thought and cognitive analysis and detecting the appropriate behavior for a given situation. Well, previous research in mice also showed that shorter bursts of stress impaired the centers of the brain involved in memory and learning and left the mice struggling to remember how to find their way through a maze. You're probably saying, well, you know, I'm not a mouse. No, you're not. But there are studies that have shown this. And so if it can affect a living creature in that regard, then most definitely it can affect you as well. A number of studies have also found that stress increases the amount of certain proteins in the brain. And those proteins have been linked to Alzheimer's, possibly accelerating the development of the disease. So obviously, if your brain memory function is being compromised, it can lead to Alzheimer's, and therefore, you don't have much of a memory now, do you? So consider relaxation for memory. Here is another benefit of relaxation. It lowers your stroke risk. Yes, indeed. A 2007 University of Cambridge study found that people who coped the best with stressful life events had a 24% lower risk of stroke. It may be partly due to the fact that people who handle stress well often are healthy in other ways, like exercising regularly and not smoking. Well, there was a study that was done 4 years later, and it examined the specific effects of work-related stress and found that among middle and upper-class men, psychological stress caused about 10% of strokes. So think about what you can do to lower your risk of stroke. And one thing definitely is relaxation. I'm going to be saying it throughout this entire show because that's what it's all about. Here's another benefit of relaxation. It keeps you safe from depression. Depression is a very sad state. A lot of people experience it, and studies have shown that chronic stress can kill brain cells and even prevent the creation of new ones. Now, if you're not creating any new brain cells, you lose your memory along with other things. In the hippocampus, that is, that's a part of the brain involved in a healthy response to stress, and this is according to time, but in 2011, there was a study in mice, yes, in mice again, illustrated these findings and began to explain one possible way antidepressants work. The mice exposed to a stressful situation did not want to eat. They gave up during a swimming task much faster and exhibited pleasurelessness, similar to human depression symptoms like loss of appetite, sadness, and hopelessness. And this is what you encounter in humans. The prolonged presence of stress hormone, cortisol, can reduce levels of serotonin and dopamine. And these two are linked to depression. Stress is also likely to exacerbate mood problems in people with a history of depression or bipolar disorder and could trigger to be stressed. Please don't stress. Look for ways to combat it. Relaxation is one of them. And, you know, find an outlet. Find something that you can do that is going to keep your mind off of the situation that is stressing you out so much. Relaxation also helps you to make better decisions. It's no surprise that when you're under stress, you might not always be thinking so clearly. You know, stress is just, you know, all that adrenaline, and you just can't think clearly. There was a 2000 study done that found that stress seems to actually change how we weigh risks and rewards and can cloud our judgment when we're faced with important decisions. Counterintuitively, stressed out people actually tend to focus on the positive. That's something. And they may ignore the cons of the decision they're about to make. And one of the study authors, Martha Mather, she's a doctor as well. She's a professor of gerontology and psychology at the University of Southern California. And this is what she believes. That may also help to explain why alcoholics crave a drink more when they're under pressure. The compulsion, is what Dr. Mather says, the compulsion to get that reward comes stronger and they're less able to resist it. So there you have it. Now, here you might love this one, there are, you know, only a couple more, but I think everyone will just love this one, especially now that it's springtime and you want to have that body in tip-top shape for the summer. Relaxing keeps you slim. Isn't that wonderful? Now, we love a good comfort food every once in a while, now and then, here and there, but reaching for foods high in fat and sugar too often can pack on the pounds. And stress makes it harder to, when you're stressed out, you just want to pig out. Well, for some anyway. Cortisol increases appetite and may even specifically encourage junk food cravings. So now, if you don't take away anything, take away this, that stress may just make you fat. It's just that simple. Simply put, stress can pack on the pounds. All right, here's another one. Relaxing eases acne. It's a vicious cycle. You're stressed about that presentation at work, so you break out. And then you're stressed about the breakout. So researchers are not exactly sure why, but stress seems to up the amount of oil produced by the skin, clogging the pores and causing acne. And this is according to WebMD. Flare-ups of other skin problems like psoriasis have also been linked to stress and can equally stressful. It can be equally stressful themselves. But relaxing really, really helps. There's a study done, I don't know, almost 2 decades ago, and it found that psoriasis plaques cleared up more quickly in people who regularly meditated. Meditation is not your thing. Do something relaxing. That's what this is all about anyway. Do something that's going to calm you, and that will definitely help you. So relaxing can also keep you in the mood. Now, isn't that wonderful? One of the big reasons that women lose that love and feeling is because of stress. But men aren't immune either. In fact, Kinsey Institute researchers found that stress zaps the libido of around 30% of men, although another 21% that it actually increased their sex drive. Interesting. And according to Alice Domar, she's the director of the Mind-Body Center for Women's Health at Boston IVF. She told this to the Ladies Home Journal. According to Dr. Domar, men are more likely to see sex as a stress reliever, whereas for many busy women, their husband's desire is just another demand on their time and energy. So I guess they were right, the author, when he said men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Definitely we see things differently and do not always see eye to eye, but that is the case. All right, relaxing could slow breast cancer. And this is very interesting as well as important. It can slow breast cancer. While research on the effects of stress on cancer growth are largely inconclusive, there is some evidence pointing toward a link between stress and breast cancer aggressiveness. Relaxing not only seems to delay the progression of the disease, but may also speed recovery. Now, that is some wonderful insight. And if you're currently cancer-free, relaxing now can keep you healthy later. There's a study that was done a little over a decade ago that found that stress may double a woman's risk of developing breast cancer down to the line. So, folks, if you were ever feeling that woe is me and the world is against me and, you know, everything is coming at me, Calgon, take me away. Look it up if you don't know what Calgon is. But if you were thinking that all is lost, think not. Think not. Think about deep breathing and relaxation, because too blessed, once again, as I said before, to be stressed. All right, so those are 10 health benefits of relaxation. Hope you take, if not all, then just simply one. Start there. All right, moving on to Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Don't trust your heart. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Luke 23:33. One of the ironies of human nature is that it often has a way of rejecting the best and accepting the worst. Why did the crowd ask for the release of Barabbas and the crucifixion of Jesus? The answer is in the biblical statement, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jesus is just as divine today and just as much alive as he was on that first Good Friday. Yet millions today don't accept him. His goodness is still a rebuke to our badness. His purity still shows up our impurities. His sinlessness still reveals our sinfulness. And unless we allow him to destroy the evil within us still wants to destroy him. This is the conflict of the ages. And that's Wednesday's word. Folks, I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, wherever you want to look me up. Look me up, Coach Jesse, Jesse Blair Myrie, Pure and Holy Living. I would just love to connect with you. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, this middle of the week day. And let's call it Wellness Wednesday at all as well, because indeed we need to consider what we're doing for ourselves to keep ourselves well. Keep yourself well, and I look forward to having you back on the show to join me next week. God bless you, and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.